Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just the idea that, sure, the Cavs, maybe not a quote, sexiest team in the NBA, because you don't have the LeBron James that obviously the Cavs carried for so many years. And you don't have a really premier superstar, somebody that's considered the elite of the elite, which we'll get into sort of the building of the way the team is right now and whether or not you truly believe that. But traditionally, yes, the way that NBA teams are built right now, the Cavs are structured much differently, where it's not all centered around one or two superstars in the way that so many other teams in the East and really across the NBA are structured, right? You think the Celtics, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, the Knicks, right? Jalen Brunson, Cat. You go to the Bucks, Giannis. You can go over to the West and do the exact same thing. Lakers, LeBron, Luka. The conversation keeps going there. Whereas the Cavs, obviously we know it's the core four. You've had the core four, and it's just been what it was, and you didn't really have a star. Donovan's always kind of been that guy, but as soon as he got here, the conversation immediately was, is Donovan a superstar, or is he just a star? Is he somebody that you consider in the upper echelon? And most people around the NBA would tell you no, where you get this idea then that the Cavs are, yes, not a sexy team by all standards. I just don't know that as a Cavs fan, I really care, right? I don't think I care to have a sexy team or what people view as a fun to watch or interesting team. Because while it's not sexy and you don't have maybe necessarily, you know, Donovan could go off at any point. He just dropped 40 on the Celtics, but he's not doing that on a regular basis. I mean, he is on the Celtics, but traditionally against most teams, no. He's not out there dropping 40 plus points a game. He's not a guy that you look to who, yes, he's had a 60-point game in his career, but not a consistent, you know, as consistent as 60-point games are. You know that some of those guys are good for him. You know when Luka does it, it's like, wow, what a game. But also, I'm not incredibly surprised. If Luka goes and drops 40, it's not a stunner to me. Donovan, you get a little more shocked by. I, again, just don't know as a Cavs fan that it really it plays an impact in anything that I do. I don't know that I care at all. In fact, I kind of like and think that it's almost more entertaining to not have that sexiness appeal to it. That sort of one guy you can turn to at any given moment who is a star. I love the way that the Cavs are built, that there's legitimately, what, 5, 6 guys that you could turn to on any given night, depending on the way it shakes out, could give you 30 points. I kind of like the way that it's built. I almost enjoy being able to watch my team play a more traditional game of basketball, as odd as that is. And I love watching the stars of the NBA and everything they do. But having the Cavs built in a way that I think sets you up for more success, where, okay, You can hand me the Celtics, and maybe the Celtics aren't the best example. I would say the Bucks are probably a better example. But like, hand me the Bucks and say, okay, if Giannis has a bad night, really, what do you do? Well, you rely on Damian Lillard, and after that, it's pretty much nothing, right? You go to Kyle Kuzma. It's not great. Whereas for the Cavs, the offense really doesn't change. If Donovan's not having a good night, he just sort of steps off to the side and Darius assumes his role. Everybody else continues to play. They just flip-flop what they're doing, which they do throughout the game anyway. You're just going to call then on, you know, Darius and Evan Mobley to sort of step up. I enjoy watching that brand of basketball, the way that the Cavs play right now. I would argue that, yes, while it's not maybe traditional beauty in the NBA and traditional sex appeal, it is more the idea that it's a different type of enjoyment to watch the way that the Cavs play. If you enjoy watching not just the absolute superstar, but guys who at any moment will run a solid spot and a solid offense, and you can get a DeAndre Hunter 30-point game, you can get a Ty Jerome 30-point game, more often than you typically can from these other teams, and looking to their bench and looking to their other starters in order to step up, that's exciting to me. That's where I want to be as a Cavs fan. I want to be sitting there watching the team that we're watching. I really don't care how much enjoyment that you're getting out of seeing the team, because I would make the argument that at this point, watching the superstars in the way that these teams operate, right? Watching the 2017 Rocket-style offense where it's like, okay, give the ball to James Harden. Everybody sort of spread out. Clint Capella dive to the rim when he goes up. But we're just going to run the offense through my star player every single time. The optics of watching that game get boring. Sure, I can watch a guy put up points. Doesn't really do anything for me. Similarly to in asking the question whether or not, you know, the Cavs are one of the least sexy teams that we've seen, the Nuggets fall right into that category too. The Denver Nuggets winning a title, nobody really enjoys watching Jokic play. People don't enjoy the star big man stepping up and taking center court. It's just the way that it tends to crumble. You want to see more of the forward, the athletic guy, you know, the LeBron James build, the Michael Jordan build, guys who are more the 6'6 type, 6'6 and above, and doing everything athletically under the sun. You're able to shoot, you're able to score at the rim, and put on athletic feats, both defensively and offensively, soaring to the rim. That's what people want to see. And while there's some of that for the Cavs, there's not a ton of it. You just, again, are spread out. But that's the way the Nuggets are built, too. You don't get a ton of that. Jamal Murray, sort of an undersized guard, paired with Nikola Jokic, who, again, big man. Yeah, it's a feat, the numbers that he puts up, but people don't really enjoy the process to get there, I think. But that's the difference, is that you watch a team in the Cavs right now that sort of predicate themselves on defense. That's the focus. Everything that they do centers around the defense, and then sort of building that out. And that's the way that this team was traditionally built. Now, of course, a better offensive unit this year under Kenny Atkinson. I think they've gained some sex appeal in the way that they play. There's an actual offense being ran. You have moments where it looks clean, whereas maybe in years past, it was sort of a team that was capped out at maybe winning a round or winning two rounds in the playoffs. It would have never gotten anywhere else. But you've unlocked this new stretch with the way that this team is built right now. And I would argue that the Cavs, you can say they're not a sexy team. I would probably tell you the opposite, though. I would say that this might be the most entertaining team in basketball. Because, yeah, sure, some of your stars are bigs, and maybe the Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell combo there doesn't make you all that excited as a regular NBA fan, but watch the way that they play. It is a solid form of basketball where, yeah, it's not Tatum and Brown dropping 40 apiece, but you're going to get three guys at over 20, six guys in double digits, and it's not going to come from one guy necessarily taking over, but it's going to be an efficient route to get there. The team overall plays efficient basketball and an elite, a record-setting offensive efficiency. Their offensive rating is off the charts this year. And by the way, yeah, shooting the three ball a lot more than they did in years past, but not necessarily relying on it the way that Boston has. This offense is just fun. The team overall is just fun to watch. I don't want the superstar. And honestly, it's almost a disrespect to my eyes that when you get into these conversations, the Cavs not being sexy obviously pairs with the idea that that means you don't treat Donovan Mitchell as a superstar. And I've built this argument based off of the idea, yes, that the Cavs really don't have the one guy that they turn to. But we all know that if you look at this team and I ask you who the best player is, you say Donovan Mitchell. And at the end of the game, if you want to go to one person, you go to Donovan Mitchell. We all know that. This is not some sort of rocket science, right? This is what we know and what we believe as Cavs fans, that if in a moment of need, at an end of a game, if you need somebody to come up big, you would put the game in the hands of Donovan. And more likely than not, you would trust Donovan that he comes up in that moment. It's a trust factor that you have. It's not that Donovan can't take over games. It's not that he can't put up the numbers that superstars put. There's just a build around this team right now that does not require him to do so. If Donovan wanted to, I think Donovan has really just about everything you need to be the type of player that people fall in love with and people love to watch. He doesn't have to be, though. If you're the Cavs, you don't want him to be that. The teams that are built that way typically are not overly successful. And it's funny that Peter Rosenberg in this clip, as he talks on the Dan Le Batard show, talks about, well, the Cavs just aren't a very sexy team, and then mentions the fact that he's a fan of the Celtics. The Celtics aren't necessarily a sexy team either. They shoot a lot of threes. There's more of a reliance in Brown and Tatum than there are right now in the Cavs. It's just more widespread, but really, all they do is play a numbers game. And I don't think that any of the players individually for the Celtics, aside from the build that they have, are all that much of an upgrade in terms of entertainment value in their on-court performance than anybody on the Cavs. Is it really that much more entertaining to you to watch the Celtics play and watch Jason Tatum compared to Donovan Mitchell? I would make the argument no.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
216-474-0092. Do you care if the Cavs are playing sexy basketball? And just the way that I think they're going to handle things here coming down the stretch as well. You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. So we can get to our social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot to get to, including, we talked about it, moving the quarterback big board back. That'll open up for the station buzz at 7:40. We'll talk to our Cleveland sports beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, about the Browns coming up at 8 o'clock. Get a grip at 9 o'clock, as it always is. 9:40 quarterback big board, and we'll react to the Cavs when everything is said and done on that front much later tonight. But asking you right now, 216-474-0092, do you care if the Cavs are considered a sexy basketball team? It's Jake Falnick with you guys right here until 11 on the Fan. And the respect is given there. Like, the respect to the Cavs is given. It's not just, hey, this is an unsexy basketball team, and for that reason, they'll never be good. What is supposed to be the appeal to me that people care to watch? And people, not even care to watch, but care to find the interest in my team and say, well, where's the star power? Where am I turning to? No, I believe that the star power is truly, to use a Warriors phrase from the time when the Cavs and Warriors were going head-to-head in every NBA Finals, it really is just the Cavs are built as like a strength in numbers. But it is such a depth that you just do not find in the NBA, which I think, again, for me, is where a lot of that sex appeal comes in for this team, is that they are built in a way that no matter who's out there, this team doesn't necessarily lose like an insane amount of ability to just show what they have, ability to be who they are. They change a little. Obviously, you take Donovan off the floor. I'm not saying they're the exact same team. But it's not like, oh, well, the star's not on the floor. Well, here comes a run from the other team. Here comes an inability to score the basketball. They're going to lack in certain areas. No, the Cavs are actually built really well, which is quite the contrarian take to what I would have told you going into this offseason after watching J.B. Bickerstaff run this offense for a couple of years. Compared to what Kenny Atkinson's been able to do, it's a complete opposite. It looked like this team had gone from, well, clearly you can't make this work with the two big men without Evan developing, and the two guards are too small to have anything happen on that front. And Kenny's taken that and thrown it to the wind and said, no, not at all. This team's perfectly fine being built just the way they are. And I think that's where some of the sex appeal is for me. I don't necessarily consider this team to be lackluster in that department. I think they're interesting to watch. I think when you sit down and watch Cavs basketball, yeah, you're not having somebody dropping 60 every night or having somebody take over the scoring and be a leader any given night and clearly take over the game, but they're fun to watch. I think it's really a difference for a lot of NBA fans and a problem across the NBA that people just don't tune in fully to the games. If you watch Cavs games in its totality, I think they are fun to watch. I think they do have a different type of star power where it's not one person takes over, but where does the star come from on any given night in any given moment? Just because a guy is taking over in the first quarter doesn't mean the Cavs will be able to take over for all four. 216-474-0092. Do you care if the Cavs are considered a sexy team? Let's go out to the phones. Let's go to Nick in Stowe. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Jake. No, I don't care. And in fact, I'm actually happy because in my take, What Pete was alluding to with his, you know, not sexy comment was we don't have an ego or a drama to sell. We don't have a superstar, you know, talking after each game and, you know, tweeting out between games and, you know,
maybe podcasting the way that some of these teams are doing. Maybe podcasting.
Yeah, and, you know, the biggest takeaway that I was seeing, you know, from national articles from Sunday's game was, oh, Ty Jerome said this after the game. Not anything focused on exactly what he did during the game. It was his comments after the game because he called out the refs. That was the national storyline because there was finally drama surrounding the Cavs. You know, they're built with guys that check their ego at the door and just go in and play good basketball. And the NBA is so geared to selling, you know, these superstars and their egos and dramas, and not ego in a bad way. But just, you know, they step up on that bigger platform and yeah, no one really does that on the Cavs because we're just so focused on giving good basketball night in and night out.
Yeah, it's really just a supreme level of confidence, which the Cavs don't have maybe from the individual standpoint where these guys go up there and, like you say, step up on the stage. And, Nick, I appreciate the call. And step up on the stage in a press conference and demand that confidence be seen. But as a team, you see the confidence show out. And that's what's fun about this team. And I think just to your point there, Nick, look at what they did against Boston on Friday. Look what they did on Sunday. Forget about Ty Jerome talking about the refs, which I understand your point there. I'm not saying that. But like, I forget about that in my mind. Team battled back from 18 down. Against the Celtics, they battled back from 22 down in the first quarter. That is where the confidence is shown. That's where the Cavs, I think, show their ego in a way. In the same point that you're making, not a negative connotation of ego, but they show that they are clearly the utmost confidence in themselves, because when they're down like that, they just never waver. This team never blinks. That's the fun part about them, is very rarely can you right now go look at an NBA team that on both the offensive and defensive end of the basketball, end of the floor that they're playing, gives an elite level of effort. Right? Like, I can look at teams like the Knicks and be like, yeah, they can put up points and play a lick of defense. And I can go look at maybe the Orlando Magic, maybe when Jalen Suggs is on the court. And it's like, okay, they play an elite level of defense. They just, maybe they're trying an offense, but they don't bring an elite product to the table. The Cavs are one of the few teams that every single possession bring an elite prowess and an elite level of effort on both the offensive and defensive end of the ball. That's sort of where the ego shows. That's where the confidence shines bright. And again, I think that's winning basketball. And I think more importantly, it's fun to watch too. Not being able to count out a team, right? They could easily roll over. This team will just never do that. That's entertaining. Let's go back out to the phones. Nick again, but this time in New Philadelphia. What's going on, Nick?
How we doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty good, thank you. I just wanted to touch on, I know I've been hearing a lot, you know, these media members saying the Cavs aren't a sexy team. I don't see how we're not a sexy team. I mean, we have three All-Stars. You know, potentially, you know, four. I mean, you know, we just missed one. Kenny Atkinson, our coach, I mean, he's been unbelievable this year. There's a reason why we have 50 wins. I don't see how this team isn't sexy just based on the facts and what they're doing and what they're showing. I just think Kenny has this team just really going on all cylinders right now. We're coming back, getting all these comeback wins and prime time. I mean, I really think this Cavs team is the real deal. Now, we're going to find out come playoff time, but I really do think this Cavs team is special, and this coach is perfect for us, and we're playing right now. And adding DeAndre Hunter to this whole mix, that's about as sexy as it gets. So I'm rolling with this Cavs team, and I'm, you know, hoping we make a run in the playoffs and, you know, get through the Eastern Conference Finals and at least get there. But I think this is the year we're going to take a big step, and I'm hoping so.
I'm right there with you, Nick, and we're on the same page. And where I think some people might say, and I'm not trying to put words here in Peter Rosenberg's mouth as he says this, but I think as a national fan of the NBA might feel that this team is unsexy, really, it depends on how the NBA product is consumed at this point, in which you think about it, we've talked about this with ratings, and it's a borderline hack topic, which means I'll just recap it for you very quickly, which is that the NBA is consumed in short spurts via social media, TikTok, Instagram, highlight reels, even YouTube in sped up versions of the game. Well, in those, when you want to see something interesting, it's, oh my gosh, this player has taken over a game. And even in some degree, when you watch the game in totality, that's interesting to watch an individual player take over the game. But I think that's what people see as sex appeal is, oh, this player is so good, he's can't miss basketball. It is appointment basketball that you have to be there to see when he plays, because he might be breaking a record on any given night. He might be trying to go and, you know, top Kobe's 81 just because he's that talented, or he might be putting up a triple-double like he's Luka or he's Russ or he's Jokic. And not that Jokic is considered sexy, but he falls under that category. I think that's almost where they try to find teams to be interesting. And just because the Cavs, not that they're not play-by-play a fun team to watch, but just because it's not, oh, it's Donovan, time after time, completely taking over the game every single night that you watch, and he's putting up ridiculous numbers where you're like, how can he keep up this scoring, that it almost loses part of its luster. Again, not with me, but I think that's where part of it comes from, is that the way people consume the game, they're just like, oh, the Cavs are a good team. And then they get these comparisons to the Hawks that won 60 games, ended up as the one seed and didn't go in the playoffs and didn't went as far as you could basically throw that team. That is, I think, where people lose the idea here and don't find how fun and how entertaining this team can be. Again, 216-474-0092. Do you care if the Cavs are considered a sexy team? Let's go out to BP and Pepper Pike. What's going on, BP?
Hey, Jay. How you doing tonight?
Good as always, man. How about you?
Good, good. Good show, as always. You know, I was watching in the last few days, the Cavs have been amazing since they beat the Celtics, and I was watching a tape of the Get Up show, you know, ESPN, and yep. They'll talk half-hour segments about the Lakers and LeBron. They'll bring in, you know, Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smith and, you know, everybody with their opinion on the Lakers. They don't even mention the Cavs. You know, then they'll talk about, you know, then they'll talk about, like, the negative part of the Celtics and the Knicks. Then the negativity around the Dallas Mavericks, you know, the bad trade and all the injuries. But again, they don't talk about the Cavs. We're almost like topic number 7, 8, 9, or 10. They'll talk about Oklahoma City and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and he's MVP worthy, and so is Jokic. They don't talk about Donovan Mitchell as MVP worthy. You know, so we are completely disrespected around the United States. It starts in New York, Boston, and then, you know, out in Los Angeles, the biggest media markets. So I'm used to it. I kind of like it, you know, as a Cavs fan, that we're sort of under the radar. I think hopefully it's going to motivate our guys, but they are definitely not getting the respect they deserve. There's no doubt about it. You know, I mean, they keep talking about, you know, LeBron and how great he is and, you know, how are things, they're doing well with Doncic, you know, but, you know, they're not even mentioning we have the best record in the NBA. You know, we're the number one team in the NBA. You could go an entire NBA show on ESPN without even hearing about the Cavs. So,
and this weekend, too, BP, is crazy because you think about it, a 22-point comeback on Friday night, and then you also go an 18-point comeback on Sunday, and then at the beginning of this week, you're right, it's just like it's minimal media coverage for this team when they're doing amazing things on the court that would be considered, like, you would think, media appeal.
You know, in fact, you know, Joel Embiid and the Sixers are horrible, and they get more attention than the Cavs get, you know, and that's another big media market, the Philadelphia market. So it just shows you, yeah, you're completely right. You know, we are disrespected. You know, and we've been on national TV a lot lately, and we've won a lot of big games on national TV against Memphis, against the Celtics, against Portland, you know, the last three or four games, the Knicks, you know. So it's a lot of disrespect. I hope the guys on the Cavs, you know, keep that in the back of their mind. Like, hey, you know, we got to – even HBO Max now is running a huge miniseries on the Celtics.
Right.
I don't know if you know, like, why couldn't they run that, you know, in August? You know, and I think, you know, that's going to influence people. Like, yeah, the Celtics, they're a dynasty, you know. So a lot of people will be pulling for the Celtics when they play the Cavs, you know, down the road in the Eastern Conference Finals. So there is definitely a lot of bias against us, and hopefully our guys will use that as ammunition.
Yeah, I'm with you too, BP. We're up against it, but I appreciate the call. I listening to Boston Sports Talk yesterday, and it was a pulled opinion, but again, the sort of disrespect that it's not even the Cavs are in that same category, just in the way that they've played, and some Celtics fans don't even view them necessarily as a threat. It just boggles my brain. It's like you go through and listen to that team, and they just feel that they are a dynasty already. They talked like this team is a dynasty. They won one title in an East that was depleted with no real competition. Not the case anymore. Cavs are here, knocking at the door, ready to compete. It's a different game now. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, the station buzz, and coming up in about 25 minutes, Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, will talk to him about everything going on with the Browns. That's at 8 o'clock. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.